with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Immigration officials are making changes in Minnesota.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tennessee and parts of the South were hit hard by snow and ice as a powerful winter storm barreled through over the weekend. Nashville resident Alex Murray says his family had to evacuate their home because of Sunday's power outage, and ice-covered tree limbs were coming down all around them.
There's many tall trees, so we kind of hear a lot of those booms a lot, of the big limbs falling from the trees, and so that was kind of terrifying a little bit, so to speak, especially considering there's a lot of these that can fall onto your house or whatnot, and fortunately we escaped one that fell into our backyard.
The storm, which started in Texas and New Mexico, spread over the Midwest and eastern parts of the nation, killing at least 29 people. The Federal Aviation Administration says a private aircraft with 8 people on board has crashed on takeoff from Bangor International Airport in Maine. No word on survivors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 313 points, the NASDAQ rose 100, the S&P advanced 34. This is SRN News. The center of global religious persecution is shifting.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa, versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than 1 million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured as violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by 2 Muslim terrorist organizations which are preying on Christians and destabilizing the entire region. This is SRN News. The financial markets will be watching closely this week as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last 3 meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a 4-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
U.S. stock indexes ticked higher while other markets made louder moves, including another record-breaking rush for the price of gold. Gold's price briefly topped $5,100 per ounce for the first time. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.